Our today's movie is considered a real masterpiece among documentary movies and one of the most important Polish movies in general. The movie, The Musicians, was directed by Kazimierz Karabasz. The movie is not staged or based on a script. It is a record of real-life rehearsals of Warsaw Tramways brass band. This is why in the end credits, Karabasz does not figure as a director. This way, he wanted to highlight the fact that he only recorded spontaneous events. The movie was made in 1960 and it was awarded prizes at Polish and international festivals, among others in Venice, Leipzig, Oberhausen and San Francisco. The Musicians were noticed again in the 90s when, at the peak of his career, Polish director Krzysztof Kieślowski included the movie on his list of 10 most important movies in the history of cinema, drew up for the British magazine Sight and Sound. Movie has no comments, as its sole purpose is to let the viewers watch the rehearsal. Precise editing is a very important element of this movie. The applied technique shows the atmosphere of the rehearsal through the rhythm and the length of takes. At the beginning, when the characters only practice, we can see short static scenes, which are as interruptive as the music is. Finally, when the band manages to play a full piece of smooth music, the takes become smoother too. The camera movement is prolonged and the scenes are being edited in a different way. The combination of picture, sound and sense of the scene is excellent. Karabasz managed to do it because, among others, he was trying to record the sound and the picture synchronously. In the 60s, believe me, it was a very difficult task due to technical constraints. The editing is not the only reason why the movie is so remarkable and popular. Another important element is light. Stanisław Niedbalski, the camera operator, the cinematographer, instead of using side reflectors, which are supported on tall tripods and set in different places, used stage reflectors, which provide top light. This way, the characters and the film crew could move around easily, which made the scenes definitely more natural. Kazimierz Karabasz as the producer and Stanisław Niedbalski as a cinematographer were awarded during the first edition of Polish Short Film Festival. In 1964, the festival became international and now it is called Kraków Film Festival. Kazimierz Karabasz himself is worthy a note. He was born in 1930 and is regarded as one of the fathers of the school of Polish documentary. The characteristic features of his movies are insightfulness, critical approach towards reality, and which is very important and which you will see in The Musicians, the lack of staging, as he aimed at realness, moderation and modesty. Karabasz's top movies are, of course, The Musicians from 1960, A Year in Frank's Life from 1967, The Meetings from 2004. He also made Material Test, On the Road and The Junction. Karabasz is also a theorist of documentary movies and a teacher. I believe it's all you should know about Karabasz before watching his movies. Now you can enjoy them, I hope. Talk to you soon.